You're listening to Like Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. At the start of the year, six scientists from around the country joined together to inspire action on climate change. They're calling themselves Science Moms. It's made up of six scientists who, as the name implies, are all mothers. The group of climate scientists say they care deeply about the planet their children will inherit. And their plan is to be a resource for other moms who want to understand climate change science. UW-Madison professor Tracy Holloway is one of the six science moms. She spoke to WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz about why they formed the group.
You know, I think for a long time, we recognized that it's a challenge to communicate about climate science. It's a challenge to communicate any kind of science. Everybody is so busy. And a lot of the realities about the way the atmosphere works are not things we encounter on a day-to-day basis. The fact that invisible gases can absorb heat, or that, you know, weather systems that form over the Pacific Ocean can affect snow in Wisconsin. You know, these are things that are scientifically true, but not things that we think about every day. And so the Science Moms Initiative formed is an effort to connect with an audience that's really important for the planet and for keeping society going, which is moms, but recognizing that there isn't really a channel, so to speak, of information that is being developed specifically to support the needs of moms who are thinking about the future, thinking about their kids. They're used to making decisions and juggling a lot of information, but they're not somebody who's probably going to sit down and start reading a science textbook at the end of the day. So, you know, trying to think about ways to take information that moms want to know more about, which is what is going on with climate change, what is going on with the environment, and realizing that one of the best messengers is other moms who are scientists. So, you know, I've been a mom for 11 years since my first son, Peter, was born. And, you know, I know what it's like to be thinking about the well-being of my kids. And this is a pretty similar to what it's like to, for me to be thinking about the well-being of the planet and thinking about, you know, how we're going to adapt to decision makings over the next 2 years for my kids or over the next 20 years for, you know, the scientific community and making sure that we are answering the right questions to benefit society. Mm-hmm. So the Science Moms Initiative was set up as a way to link moms with each other, with starting out with six of us who are all moms and who are all longtime scientists. We've all been working in the field for decades. And, you know, we're just trying to be a resource, an accessible, nonpartisan, neutral source of information. I feel like that's a big part of my role as a professor at the University of Wisconsin, being a source of information to students, to the state, to the public. So to me, the Science Moms Initiative was really attractive and a great opportunity for me to get involved in something that helps advance my educational and science outreach duties, but also something that's fun. I don't normally get to talk about my science and talk about being a mom at the same time. So it's really a fun chance to bring those together.
Tracy, is your sense that, I know you can't speak for all mothers of America or the world, but is your sense that moms are looking for this information, or do you think it's perhaps a combination of being overwhelmed with their lives, being overwhelmed with how real is climate change? What could I possibly do about it? Do you know, what's your sense of that?
Yeah, like you said, you know, there's many kinds of moms and many kinds of parents, just like lots of kinds of people. But there's no question that climate change is something that people are hearing about, that anyone who's concerned about the world that your kids are going to grow up in is concerned about what is happening to the climate. And there is, you know, a concern and interest, but maybe not knowing where to turn. Climate has unfortunately become very politicized. And, you know, I think that the Science Moms program is really to be a reliable resource to answer questions, to provide information, and do so in a way that's really trustworthy. You know, I wish there were no climate change. I'm not benefiting from climate change, but I think that, you know, you can't solve a problem unless you recognize what the problem is. And, you know, to me, it's really important as an individual and as a parent and as a scientist to understand the problems and also to make the community aware that these are problems, but they're solvable problems. And as a country and as a state, we have a lot of experience identifying problems and putting into place the solutions for those problems. So I think climate change is no different. Once there's a public awareness that this is a problem worth solving and that we have the solutions ready to go, then, you know, I think that's really what it takes to empower the decision makers and innovators in the country to, you know, take those solutions that are on the shelf, they're ready to go, and pull them out and make them part of our daily lives.
So you bring that, the knowledge, knowing what the challenges are, but that optimism to the Science Moms initiative, I take.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah.
And when it comes to scientists, you know, and what are they like, and are they just standing in a lab in a white lab coat by themselves? Like, no, our life is pretty much the same as a lot of other professionals. We, you know, get up in the morning and take care of our kids and go to do our work and try to do our work to the best of our abilities in an honest, straightforward way. And, you know, I think one of the things that may be a little different about science is that it is so transparent. Part of my job is to make sure that everything I do is open to scrutiny from other scientists, from the public. I publish all of the results that we possibly can publish because the work is so relevant to decision making. Nobody should be making a decision with science that they don't trust. And I think this issue of being part of the public trust, it's hard to do that if the public doesn't even know who you are.
On the Science Moms website, and there's all sorts of information for parents to investigate, each of the six scientists is featured. It shows your photos, and then you click on it and you get a little glimpse of your view as individual scientists. So let's play that and then share thoughts on it afterwards, if that's okay.
That's great.
I'm Dr. Tracy Holloway, and this is my baby, Henry. I'm a scientist and professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. My research deals with air quality, using computer models and satellite data to understand the air we breathe. My work helps people make decisions around climate change, energy, and public health. As a mom, I make decisions every day about what's best for my kids. I know how important it is to have reliable information so I can figure out what's best for these guys. Being a scientist is no different. It's all about uncovering the information we need to make informed decisions. A lot of people depend on me, and that trust and honor I work to uphold every day.
You must have scripted that. I mean, were you reading it when you recorded it? I'm just curious.
I did write it.
Yeah.
And I do think it captures my perspective on doing science. I've never really thought about how being a mom and being a scientist relate to each other, but once I started thinking about it, it really did come naturally that it has to do with the sense of responsibility. I really do feel that it is such an honor to be working at the University of Wisconsin, to be supporting the scientific community, to be moving the ball forward and what we know and what we don't know about the environment. And that same sense of responsibility is really how I feel every time I'm, you know, holding my kids and deciding what to feed them, or, you know, helping my middle schooler with his Zoom school, this feeling that, like, gosh, this is a really big responsibility. It's amazing. It's really fun. I love every minute of it, but wow, I better do a good job. And I think that's how a lot of mothers feel that, I mean, this is something that there's a lot of weight on our shoulders and we don't take it lightly and we want to do a good job. And that's how I feel about being a scientist.
Tracy Holloway is a UW-Madison professor in the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies and Department of Atmospheric and Ocean Sciences. She also serves as a lead for the NASA Health and Air Quality Applied Sciences team. She spoke to WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz about her new initiative, Science Moms.